This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. On a move that's becoming more and more par for the course, the USDA has decided on putting off to make any decision on an important piece of dairy policy. The federal milk marketing order has become a far lengthier process than originally planned. We'll hear more right after this.
The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Your productivity, profitability, and sustainability are top of mind this harvest season for you and for us. From increasing soybean demand worldwide to determining what conservation practices best suit your farm, the Iowa Soybean Association has your back every step of the way. Unlock your field's full potential and harvest the benefits of farmer membership by visiting iasoybeans.com.
Peter Vitaliano is the National Milk Producers Federation Vice President of Economic Policy and Market Research. He says even though we're facing delays in getting a new federal milk marketing order, progress has been made.
We're in the last topic of five topics. It is moving more slowly than expected because it did not finish in time for the original schedule. The facility was not available until 4.5 days the week after Thanksgiving, but it was not available beyond that. So there's another 5 days right afterwards and another facility not very far away. So there's 9.5 days with a chance that it will finish, but a chance that it may not. And that's all contingent upon government funding being available.
The next hearing that will be coming up will be organized around five key proposals.
But with other related proposals from other groups, and most notably by opposition in those same categories. There has been very strong opposition, primarily from the processing groups. That's the dynamic of the hearing. I know the Secretary of Agriculture asked for all the groups to get together, but the producer groups are together. That's the key thing. And producers are the ones who vote for federal orders. But the processor group is a very important constituency because they're the ones that the orders are imposed upon. And so they have a say. And USDA is listening, and they're going to come up with something that'll probably give something to all sides.
What's been distressing is that it's taking a long time to get anywhere near a vote.
It's a quasi-judicial process where it is presided over by an administrative law judge, and it's formal courtroom procedure of witness testimony, cross-examination, objections, etc. The main difference is that an administrative law judge does not write the decision the way a criminal judge would. USDA and its marketing specialists are the ones who write the decisions. And we're expecting, if the hearing does indeed conclude the end of that the first week in December, the process then goes through a number of steps, and a vote that would actually implement the orders would be taken toward the end of 2024.
The end results for modernization far outweigh the time spent.
The orders were really designed to operate most effectively when most of the milk that was covered in an order went to the fluid use. The orders are still relevant today, but technically, with less and less of the milk in a given order going to fluid, structurally, it makes the orders more difficult to operate. So when it's done, there's going to be probably some decisions and some issues that have to be examined. In the not too distant future, there are going to be some orders with low class one utilizations, but this procedure is bringing the provisions of the orders up to date after being, in many cases, not updated in almost 23 years now.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.